Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let's talk about crisps, baby. Let's talk about wheat crunchies. Let's talk about all the discos and the Skittio fries campy. Let's talk about crisps and maze-based snacks. Let's talk about crisps.
Sam, Pamphilon.
Tomical.
You all right, mate?
Yeah, good. Just enjoying the sun, mate. Yeah. Just enjoying the sun. Bit of rainy season here recently,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, really rainy.
Yeah, really rainy season.
Yeah.
14 years here, still haven't built any kind of shelter.
No.
No?
Well, everyone else has, Sam, just not you.
No? That's why I keep trying it on with everyone, trying to get in the shelter.
You wouldn't, would you? You wouldn't build your own shelter.
No, someone would.
You'd latch on to someone else like a... like a barnacle.
Tom, ask any of the women in my life, I'm a parasite. I don't need a lot of therapy to tell me that. I think that's what would be at the end of it. After 14 years of therapy, they'll go, I think you might just be a parasite. They're like, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Sure. You're one of those.
But thanks so much for all the free therapy. You know they're like, oh! All that free therapy.
The thing with some parasites, Sam, for example, a great white shark.
It's not a parasite, though, is it?
Hey, wait. Hold up.
Oh, yeah.
Say the ladies in your life are a great, great white shark.
I have said that.
Yeah. And you are the little parasite that lives in their mouth, eating the rotting meat from their teeth. Now, the great white shark is aware this parasite is living in their mouth, but it's a welcome parasite.
That's something to aspire to, isn't it?
Sam?
Yeah.
You are a welcome parasite.
Thank you, Tom. That's a lovely thought. There are also the little birds that live on hippos' heads.
Yeah.
And there's fish that eat their body when they go around.
Fish that eat their body.
They have four, don't they? Hippos have four and they're in the water. They've got birds that eat the stuff out of their eyes and ears. They've got fish that clean their bodies.
Yeah.
They've got other things that eat their stuff in their bums. And they open their mouths to go in the water. And there are other little things that clean their teeth.
Hippos.
Hippos, yeah.
They are badass motherfuckers.
Have you ever seen a hippo do a poo?
No.
When they poo, they flap their tail like da-da-da-da-da-da-da, side to side, like
I've
a whiskey wiper.
I've seen that.
And it makes the poo go for like 50 feet.
Shout out to hippos.
Shout out.
Shall I crack on?
Please do. Maybe you could just leave the screen on. Can you just change the settings?
Am I allowed to start talking before I've been introduced? Because I've got so many questions about the hippo poop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. This whole beginning bit is just the bit that everyone would fast forward.
Yeah, that's fine.
and like Tom's got a really long intro. I will say something that's not particularly interesting. But so please interject.
So why do they whip their poop about?
I think just because if you could, you would. I mean, if I could make mine fly out like that... I would.
But that's not being a good parasite because someone's going to have to clean that up for you.
Isn't it? Maybe it's kind of a scent thing, or isn't it maybe something that they do to stop them having pooey bums and it also acts as a fertiliser? I don't know.
That's amazing.
I think it's just a coincidence because when hippos swim underwater, their tail does that and that's how they propel through the water.
They've got little like spinning propeller tails.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And it's just a coincidence.
But if they poo at the same time, like if you pooed through a propeller, it would go everywhere.
You could get, you know those little hats that cartoon boys wore in the 30s? You could
spinner.
Put one of those on each bum cheek and then go for it.
You spin them, yeah. Or like sort of just sellotape one of those electric fans.
Yeah.
Just hold that. But they stop when they would stop.
Well, there we go. If the sun doesn't come out for the rest of the summer holidays, we'll just crack on with that.
I'm just going to be flinging my shit everywhere.
And on that note, this week's castaway, Sam, is a stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm.
A writer.
We've done this.
Yeah. A web roamer. And a hand clapper.
It's all true.
Clap.
She's not denying it.
Sam.
Yeah.
She has won more awards Then I've had Packet of Space Raiders.
Not possible.
Yeah. Best Performer, Comedian's Choice Awards. No big deal. Best MC, 2017, Comic Awards. How about that? Three-time nominee, Chortle Comedy Awards. That's right.
Three times.
Top 10, Dave's Funniest Joke of the Fringe. Just to name a few, Sam.
Mate.
I could have gone on there, you know.
What was the joke? Now that Dave's completely made money out of your joke and sold it.
What was it? Oh, being in love is like central heating.
Yes, you only put it on when people come round.
That's it.
Turn it on when people come. And I thought I'd jump in and finish her own joke for her. Isn't that the worst thing a person could do? Yeah. Am I not the worst person in the world?
For me, I'm like, you knew the punchline.
Yeah, but I know there's part of me that wants to kind of go, you know, like, oh my God.
You wanted to
It's a good joke. It's a bloody good joke and you should have won. I'm never really happy with the ones that win.
It's because it's the ones that win. Well, I'm not going to slag them off because they're great jokes, but like I don't really write jokes to be written down.
No.
So anything that I've got, like I always think like, oh, you're probably not reading that the way I tell it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Can I give you a little sound bite because I've got the pause right in the middle of it?
Small MP3
you've got a little
file.
Smile here.
Yeah.
Our castaway, Sam.
Yes.
Has gigged all over Europe and is about to embark on our fourth solo show at the Edinburgh Fringe. The show is called Knee Jerk, and it will be on at the Gilded Balloon at 5:15 in the afternoon. Do check it out. A TV and radio credits include Live at the Apollo, BBC at the Edinburgh Festival, The Jason Manford Show and The Comedy Club, which you host, don't you?
I do,
on BBC Radio 4, Bada Bings. As if that wasn't enough, Sam. Our castaway is a member of the Comedian Cinema Club Improv Troupe. What's that then?
Oh, we take your favourite films and muller them over an hour.
Yes. Who did you do that with?
Do you know that? Matt Heighton and Eric Lampert.
Oh, we had him on. We had Eric on here.
Yeah.
We should get
those
Matt Heighton
guys.
As well. Yeah.
Oh, you should. Lovely lad. Matt Heighton loves crisps.
Good.
Okay. Shout out to Matt Heighton. Your destiny awaits. Have you ever done Karate Kid?
No, I don't think so. No.
Can I come and do Karate Kid?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. Yeah, put him in the body bag. That's the best line.
I don't even remember that one.
It's the guy with the kind of weird jaw. No, it's the annoying little kind of sandy-haired one. It's your boy from Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
He's beating up on him. He's already swept his leg. He's given a bit more. And they're winning. And all of his little cronies.
Yeah.
Little sandy-haired kid. Yeah, put him in a body bag. Exactly like that. This week's Castaway is also a writer, as I've said, Sam. And she's had articles published by Glamour and Standard Issue, just to name a few. She's also found time to write her first novel.
Bloody Nora.
And there's a comedy drama series option for television. What are we doing with our lives, Sam?
Not a lot, mate. We're doing a podcast about Christmas.
Jesus Christ.
And you're very, if you don't mind me being patronizing, you're very young as well.
Oh, I'm not that young. I'm all right.
You're in your 20s?
No.
You're not in your 20s?
No.
I think you're in your 20s.
No, 30s.
Well, it's a compliment.
Wouldn't that have been fun then if I'd gone, no, 19.
19, yeah.
What?
That would be, like, I can't ever get over the fact that Lorde like, did her first album when she was 17.
But what did you miss out, though? If you were that focused, like, the way I feel is, like, once I worked out that I was meant to achieve something, I've just had stomachache ever since. So at least I didn't start trying to achieve anything until I was, like, 23.
True. I mean, look at the state of Biebs.
He's offering Tom Cruise out for fights.
Really? What are you doing, Biebs?
He's crazy.
You need a bit of time without the stomachache before the stomachache kicks in, because once it settles, it's there forever.
So when I try and start doing something with my life, maybe when I'm in my early 40s, that's going to kick in, that stomachache thing.
Yeah, fine.
Well, at least I've had some time before. I've not been trying.
Yeah.
We're not really trying, Tom.
No.
What are you doing in a couple of years?
We just have the stomach ache from abusing our bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
And, and going home and your parents going, so what are you doing? You're going,
Chris podcast.
Or when you actually genuinely tell your parents things that you're doing and you sort of say it as a happy thing, they go, oh, don't worry, it'll all happen for you.
My lovely mum the other day, my parents are so supportive. My mum the other day, we took her out, she went like, so, I thought being on Live at the Apollo might mean your career got started.
Oh, Mum. Mum.
Okay.
Well, because I think it's parents never understand what the job is.
No.
So they think this is what they think the job is. EastEnders.
This is it. You do a week on EastEnders.
You've made it. Yeah. I was in the Archers and my mum was just like, everything else I've done since has paled in insignificance the fact I was on the Archers.
Who did you play in the Archers?
I was Emma Grundy's boyfriend for a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
I did a play with the guy who's Mr. Archer in the Archers.
Oh, yeah.
And he had to be, because he was going to be around for a couple of months, he had to go into a coma. He got crushed by a bull. Shout out to David Troughton. Lovely name.
Lovely guy.
I haven't introduced our castaway, Sam.
Unbelievable, Tom.
It is, of course, Laura Letts.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming to do
this. Thank you genuinely so much for having me. I don't think I've ever wanted to do a podcast more.
So, hard process choosing your crisps?
Yeah, really hard, because the crisps are so... It depends what you want. It depends what dips are available. It depends if you've got to share them or you can eat them on your own.
There's too many variables.
It depends what they're going with. Yeah.
So, to choose three standalone bags...
It was really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were to choose your ultimate solo crisp and your ultimate sharing crisp, would they be involved in the three you've chosen?
Yes. So what I've done with this is boil it down to, like, the crisp I have the most, which I think has to be called my favourite one.
Yeah.
Is a hula hoop.
Okay.
You know, like, when someone says, what's your favourite film? Yeah. And you're like, oh, I've probably got to pick a cool one or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But then I think the honest thing to do is go for the one you've watched the most. Because that's obviously, on average, the one you've wanted the most. It has to make it your favourite one.
So even though there's that element of surprise, you know, even though they're not new anymore.
Mm. Yeah.
You still have to kind of... Because the temptation would be almost to go for something that you've... It's like relationships in a way, isn't it? The temptation to be thinking, well, the new thing might be even better.
Yeah, yeah. Or the one that you watched once and it's brilliant in your mind and an excellent piece of work and you loved it, but every time someone's gone, do you want to watch that? You've gone,
nah. I can't watch 21 Jump Street again.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch your favourite film then?
While You Were Sleeping.
Okay. Oh, God, that was brutal honesty that just came out. It was lovely.
Yeah, well, I've worked it out.
Is that Lopez?
It's not. It's Bullock and Pullman.
That's it.
Yeah.
Bullock and Pullman.
It's a Bullock
That's
Pullman.
A good mic.
It is.
Bullock and Pullman.
It's a proper.
Bullock.
What that film is a really good example of group scene script writing.
Right.
It's not like it's not a Oscar worthy film, I think, but it's a brilliant rom com, and it's got some incredible scenes with about 12 to 15 people in, all talking over each other, and the dialogue's phenomenal. Yeah. It's a really well written script.
Well, it just kind of annoys me. I was telling you, but it annoys me films like that aren't ever considered. Because do you remember the film Parenthood? Which I think was directed by Ron Howard, and it had Steve Martin in it, Diane Keaton, Keanu Reeves. And it's a brilliant film. And things like Planes, Trains and Automobiles will never get a look in, but those are the films I would
It's because they think comedy's easier than tragedy.
But it's not, is it?
Because drama and tragedy, they go, oh, that's a real emotion. And you go, well, what, laughter and happiness isn't emotion?
But tragedy, all you've got to do is every now and then just go, oh, but a baby died.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Just pause a bit and a long shot. There's a really weird moralistic weight given to, like, sad emotions are more worthy than happy ones. And it's you're all backwards.
Happiness being seen as a kind of lightness.
Yeah, exactly. And easy to do because it made you feel light. Yeah. And it's
but surely
really
happiness is fullness. And if you're full, it's heavy. Therefore, it's a heavy emotion. So, do you know what I mean?
Fantabulatuzies.
Right, well, they were mentioned, so here they come. Yes. I apologise, I bought the multi-pack bags, and they're the ones that you would give a three-year-old, and they'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? This is not a bag of crisps.
Okay, I'm going to...
It's a pouch. It's a pouch.
It's a pouch of crisps.
There's like...
But they're better than those big ones. Have you seen the hula hoop big ones?
Yeah.
And basically, it's just more air... inside the hula hoop. I don't think the actual crisp is any bigger.
Do you not?
There's just a bigger hole.
Oh. Well, there is, but that would necessarily make the crisp bigger.
Yeah, but not much bigger, considering the amount of more space they take up in the packet.
And you can't get traditional flavours, those ones. You have to have, like, spicy beef or spicy...
I'm not interested.
No, you want your salt and vinegar. That's what we've got here.
I don't mind an off-piste flavour, like a knick-knack, you know, like a scampi and lemon or something that doesn't come up a lot.
We had those not so long ago, and they were... Well, Rachel Stubbings chose scampi lemon knickknacks.
Oh, good choice, Rachel Stubbings.
We had the multi pack as well, so we sampled them all.
Oh, they're so good. They're all good on those. It's
ribbon saucy.
Nice and spicy. Oh, ribbon saucy. Mm.
Which for me is the least favourite, but it's still interesting.
I'd agree with you on that.
It's the thing, the ribbon saucy is that thing you order at a Chinese meal where everyone's chosen their favourites, and it's the kind of the outlier, something sauce, and you kind of go, it's nice, but it's...
But it's
no
always
sweet
good
chicken.
When somebody's got a multi pack where there's no shit flavour,
no plain.
I like plain and a lot. Cheese and onion's the one for me. If that's in a multi-pack, those bags are waiting for someone to come round. And the oniony taste, I don't like onion flavour a lot. I like onions, but not...
The fake onion powdery flavour.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into these hooloops because I'm getting the old.
I've got a long one.
They're good, those ones.
I've got a long one.
Oh, it's a blue. Oh, they're a really vinegary pack.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, my.
Which one should you take from?
They often are with hula hoops.
I'll tell you what. The vinegar is wildly overpowering the salt, which isn't a bad thing, but like, I'd argue that's the most vinegary ratio of salt to vinegar.
There is a lot of vinegar in that one. Love it.
I've potentially ever had.
When we've had hula hoops on before, Laura, we've often noted that for a crisp that is made not out of fresh potato, not out of fresh potato, out of reconstituted potato, they're bloody potato-y.
They are.
Mm. Like even the plain.
Mm-hmm.
You get that potato taste all the way. This is, if you want the vinegary
bag,
this
really
is the
vinegary in that bag.
Now, Sam, because you have fingers of a warthog, there's no way you're going to fit them on.
No.
But I have ladies' piano hands, so I'm going to give it a go.
I can't go anywhere near it.
Laura,
I've
reckon you can fit one on?
Massive hands.
No. I can get one on the end. No,
you cracked it a bit there.
Yeah,
yeah, I can get it on the end.
Did we used to, as a child, get them on?
Yeah.
Are they smaller? Because I don't think a child's
Your hands are bigger, Tom. I can't explain this to you again.
Wait. Like, not even a child's fingers getting in there.
Of course they could. I've got a child. I've seen their hands. Look at that. Yes, they've got really small hands.
Yeah.
They're small all over. Apart from their heads, which are massive.
Yeah, but you're definitely a newborn.
Yeah, exactly. But newborns...
But
you can't... You're not allowed to really put a lot of salt on a newborn.
They dry out so easily.
I don't think you get to the point in your life...
Like slugs.
Where you start pretending to, like, marry someone and put them in one's rings when you're 3 or 4 years old.
No, that's true.
That's more of, like, what age is that? Ads, you might be able to shed some light on this.
Okay,
What's Blaise's name?
She's nine.
But she's a strong, independent woman. She's, I don't see her playing those games.
Yeah, I don't think she'd ever play those games. Right. I think it's probably about nine.
Yeah.
Ten.
So a nine-year-old's hands, arguably, aren't going to fit in there. Ads, what do you reckon?
I think by that age you just get them down to the knuckle, don't you? You just knuckle deep at night.
What are we talking about? Yeah, because they're so small, you don't ever get down to the knuckle.
Yeah. I do think they're smaller.
Yeah, I do too.
Let's have a look.
What's the thinking behind that?
Well, because you bought the little stupid little
mini bags. They're not going to make whole different shapes, size of crisp. But think of the expense.
But imagine if you just gradually over time made them smaller so no one noticed it. Imagine how much you...
Until what, they were like seeds.
Yeah. Was it you who had an idea of trying to make me insane by just gradually changing the size of all my things over time? Like just a tiny bit every day, my table gets bigger.
Okay. So
until I know it, I'm sat at a giant's table going,
what's wrong with my table?
Legs dangling.
Yeah. But because it's happened over time, I haven't actually noticed it happen.
Why do my clothes don't fit?
It's all over the internet. Birminghammail.co.uk. Hoops are now too small to eat off your fingers. The Sun. Crisp rip-off uncovered as food firms chip away at favourite treats, such as hula hoops, which don't even fit on your fingers anymore. The Sun.
don't even fit on your fingers anymore.
The Sun never lie.
No,
they're very honourable people.
Yeah.
But have they interviewed any six-year-olds to see if six-year-olds are also having this problem?
Let's have a look.
Troy from Anglesey says,
I couldn't marry, but
pretend to marry a hula hoop. Are you mental? Have you seen my hands? Way too big. Hula hoops are tiny. One day they'll just be seeds.
No, there's no interviews with 6 year olds that I can find.
Well, they haven't done the research then. You can't ask a grown up to have perspective on a hula hoop.
No.
It's the sand.
Do you eat those with a sandwich?
Yeah, I would eat those with a sandwich.
What's your sandwich having with that?
Maybe like a tuna and cucumber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good answer. Good answer.
Well, it's the classic fish and vinegar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fish and chips.
Well, that does make sense.
But
you basically have fish and chips.
Yeah, basically.
And you would have a big pickle sometimes with the fish and chips.
That's
you'd have a slice of bread.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically like a deconstructed...
Yeah.
You'd go on MasterChef with that.
Yeah. Fish and chips, like a pickled onion.
No, you have a big pickle, a wally, called wallies.
An actual pickle?
Yeah, a big pickle called a wally.
Do you do that?
I don't know, but I agreed just so that he didn't feel sad.
Yeah, I just smiled and nodded myself as well.
At the back of the chippy, they've got the big pickles. It's called a wally.
They have pickled eggs on the counter,
and
don't
pickled
they?
Pickled onions and pickled big gherkins. No. Called wallies.
Nope.
Where are you from?
From a fish and chip shop. They have wallies. Nope. All around Bristol, London.
Imagined it.
I've had a pickle with them.
It's in your mind. Oh my God. Just you.
So you're
getting bigger.
Yeah, we always used to drink warm milk on the chips. What?
Sam, why is your t-shirt in that fit?
Oh my God, no, this table's huge. My legs aren't touching the floor.
I think they're wonderful.
I do like
crisps.
Them. I never get them. I never get them, but I love them.
I do occasionally. I'm trying to think what occasion that would be, though. Because it's not with a, it's not a sandwich crisp for me.
Oh. Well, the risk is if you eat them, because you kind of need to be, your mouth needs to be in control of the hula hoop. Because if you put them in a sandwich, sometimes they can be like that way up.
Yeah.
Put them in a sandwich. Come on now.
No.
If that goes into your, the roof of your mouth, they're very, very painful.
I think what a real turning point in my adult life was, like, you know when you... I used to have multi-pack bags all the time when I had packed lunches at school. And then I think I went through like an adult drought of not buying multi-packs of stuff because they didn't have lunch boxes. And then when I clocked that I could just buy them for myself and take tiny bags of crisps around with me, it was such a good day. Because it's like re-broadened suddenly, like, why shouldn't I eat Monster Munch if I want to? Like,
that was that moment where you're walking down the street and there's the music playing. You're like, it's that revelation moment.
It was a great day.
Yes, by David McAlmont, and Bernard Butler is playing.
Cheese strings now again as well.
What, like, the Peely cheese strings?
Yeah, why are they just for 11-year-olds? I can have those now.
There's nothing wrong with them. They're nice. They're not great cheese. Like, you wouldn't have them on a cheese board.
No. No, I would never eat them in public. But on my own in my car.
Yeah.
Why not?
Next dinner party, I'm bringing out a board with, like, Dairyly triangles, cheese straws.
Rod Stewart apparently puts Dairyly triangles on his cheese boards. I don't know why I know
salt
that.
Salt and vinegar hula hoops are really good with a bit of Dairyly.
Yeah.
Because they're a bit like those Dairyly dunkables.
Yes. Salt and vinegar flavoured ones. They are
meringuing.
Those tubey things, but you don't really get... Oh, yes, God damn it.
They were great.
You could fill it, couldn't you? And make quite a nice hors d'oeuvres.
Yes, you could.
Have you noticed there's one left? The Viennetta syndrome.
It's go on then, guys. I'll take it.
Because we kind of munched those. There wasn't very many there.
They got smashed, though.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
Tiny bags,
but that's
which is
the
obviously
multi-pack bag.
You know why it's like that, don't you?
Health reasons.
Yes.
For kids' lunchboxes.
There you go.
Right.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Because these kids are eating these every day.
Yeah. No, my kids are.
Yeah.
My son likes he likes pickled onion Monster Munch. He's four. He's watched things like Robocop and stuff. I've ruined him. And he likes the £1 bag. So he's like, my boy, should I have a pack of crisps? So Rex, he goes, Quavers. You go, goes to his little bag of Quavers. And Emerson always reaches up and gets the pound. £1 bag of Monster Munch.
Which is beyond a grab bag.
Yeah, it's bigger than a grab bag. It's as big as his torso. And a couple of times I've just gotten it. He's just sat there and he's just gone, water. I'm in the garden having a fag going, the kids are all right. Dehydrate. I come back, he's all like, he's like Benjamin Button, or his skin's all pulled in, like, what's wrong with you?
Poor
grab
fella.
Bag. Next time, grab bag.
Well, they were lovely.
They've got such good heft to them, haven't they? They've got good structural integrity.
Yeah.
Mm.
They're the best hula hoop flavour.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Beef's pretty good too. And plain. Oh, yeah.
It's a weak cheese and onion.
It is.
I think the hula hoop. Mm. I'm not like, I like a square cheese and onion. I like Tato's cheese and onion sometimes.
Yep.
But... I'm not about the hula hoop cheese and onion.
Just going back to like the pickles in the fish shop. Have you ever had
pickles in the fish shop? They're called Wally's, guys. They are called Wally's.
Would you?
I had a chef like go. We used to make stroganoff and he used to put gherkins. He supposed to sometimes put people gherkins. Go get the Wally's from the walk-in. I'm like, fuck is this guy talking about? Sam. Go get the Wally's! Run the walk in! I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, Chef! The Wally's! Like, stop saying Wally's! The big fucking pickles! Big bucket of Wally's!
Is this the geezer who used to eat raw sausages?
No, that was his friend.
That was
his friend, Ray.
It was the bouncer, wasn't it?
The bouncer. Yeah. He's coming up. I want a steak dinner. I want a steak dinner. Wreck it. Burn it. Can I go on a walk-in, grab a snack? Like that. He's like, I don't want any blood. No blood. You go, all right, Ray, all right. And he goes to the walk-in fridge and he grabs himself a snack and he grabs a piece of black pudding and two raw sausages. He'll be like, oh, see you later. It's like, oh my God, you're making me cook well-done steak, but you're eating raw chipolatas.
How did he not die? Oh, that makes me feel really sad about the feeling of raw sausage on my teeth.
Yeah. Because what would happen with the skin?
No.
I think you'd have to bite in the middle of the sausage and pull it out. Like you do with pepperoni.
Like eat a penis.
Not like eating a penis, Tom.
A little bit like eating a penis.
The middle wouldn't be as soft.
Oh, God.
I don't want to eat a penis. I don't want to eat a minced penis.
Oh, and just real solid lumps of fat. Like,
yeah.
Should we transcend?
But wait a minute, you had pickles with beef stroganoff as well as fish and chips.
Yeah, so you cut.
I think somebody just might have been like trying to launder pickles through you.
It's like some sort of Darren Brown has been playing this like long game thing called Welcome to the Pickle. But he's been trying to engineer it for 10 years now. And there's obviously something I'm not doing. I can't finish the show. He's been making me become hyper aware of pickles for years. Okay. I'm going to make him put pickles in a stroganoff. Yeah. Oh, here's a funny thing to do at his home. Make him call them Wallies. They're called Wallies.
And now your kid's obsessed with pickled onion hoops. Like it's the next generation.
Yeah, it's all cuckers, yeah.
So what I was going to say was cheese and onion roll in a pub.
Yes.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah,
like a pre-made roll at the back.
Like chunky, big cheese, probably margarine.
Onion. Lovely.
And like rings of onion in it.
Yeah.
Like raw onion.
That's the smell of my youth.
I bet you wouldn't eat that, would you?
No.
No.
Because also a big, thick bit of cheddar. I can't bear the texture of that.
I thought you were going to say a big, thick bit of onion and I go, yeah, I can understand that.
Kind of both
that.
Together. Nice big if bit the of onion was cooked. But no, a thick bit of cheddar, there's something about the texture of that that I'm not into.
What about a thin bit of cheddar?
Yeah, I'm all right with that, as long as it's cold.
But at what point does it cross the Rubicon for you?
I don't know. I haven't done the science on it. But maybe like...
It's like a future argument with a boyfriend or a husband, isn't it? Like, oh, well, I don't know if you won't tell me how thick it's supposed to be.
Maybe for unmelted cheddar, I reckon are probably about 4 millimetre max.
Yeah, right, quite thin. But melted, you can go thick as you like.
Melted as thick as you like, yeah, because the texture's changed.
What about when it's melted, but it's kind of gone cold?
Yeah, fine again, because the texture's...
Because it's cooked now.
Yeah, it's changed, doesn't it?
Someone once asked Stephen Gerrard in an interview, what's your favourite cheese? And his response was, melted.
Yes,
I used to laugh at him about that, but I still think now I'm thinking
that's right.
I think he was right.
One of my favourite snacks to do is just pour a load of seeds onto a plate and then grate loads of cheddar onto it, stick it in the microwave, melt it all down, and then you let it set and then just roll up like a cheese and seed.
That's
roll.
A brilliant idea.
Delicious.
Yes. When you say roll up, like a ball of it, or
you can roll it into a long thin
because when your cheese goes frying and it separates, it kind of
And then it's a bit like cheese on toast, but you haven't got to waste space for bread.
No carbs.
Yeah.
Well, chefy thing. And we make Parmesan crisps. So you grate Parmesan
onto a pickle.
Greenfield paper, onto a pickle. And you get a Wally from the walk-in. And then you have a Parmesan crisp. And another thing you can do is you get a big Parmesan crisp, so loads of melted Parmesan, and you cook it. And then as it sets, you bend it over and you make like a taco shell out of cheese.
Mm.
Again.
Delicious.
Low carb, hashtag low carb on Instagram.
Are seeds carbs? What are seeds?
Seeds, no, nice.
Protein? They're good
you're
for
good,
you.
Good. Seeds are protein. Right, protein. Okay.
They're like the best for you. Seeds and nuts. That's like that's a one-way trip to Diet Goodville.
I took the kids to a Chinese restaurant yesterday and we had bean sprouts. And I hadn't ever thought about what bean sprouts actually are until I was looking at them on the plate and I'm like, okay. So that's a sprout that's come out of a bean, right? It's grown out of a bean on its way to becoming a plant. Obviously, it's a sprout.
Ah.
It's a sprout from a bean. Now, on potatoes, if they've got the little bits growing on them, you're not supposed to eat them anymore, are you? Because they're transitioning.
Well, because on
into
beans...
What?
Into potato plants.
On beans, though, beans grow little... Because beans are climbing plants. So the sprouts are the things that they sort of grow out, these little tendrils to hold on to stuff. So it's while they're climbing rather than like, oh, the tuber of the potato has changed into being a new thing.
Yeah.
So beans, hang on, beans are like, you plant... I'm getting my mind blown there. So beans is a bit like, would you plant a beans?
Yeah.
Oh, God, in the bean store.
So this is a bit like, this feels a bit like caviar.
What?
You've lost me there.
You're taking away potential life. You're eating something before it's even become a thing.
It's even had a chance.
Hang on. So if you plant a bean, does it grow into a plant that makes beans?
Yeah. But it's quite exciting with growing, because like with an onion.
So why if you're a bean man, why if you're a bean manufacturer, why would you sell that bean? Every time you're thinking, fuck it, I'll just plant it. Because
one bean will make a whole bean plant that will make like 30 beans to
eat. Yeah, plant those.
But you don't
beans.
Need no, because I made this mistake this year. I left a pumpkin on the allotment and I didn't harvest it.
They're like Stranger Things too.
I've got about 60 pumpkin plants this year, and that's more pumpkins than any human being could eat on their own in a summer.
Because they've grown out the pumpkin.
Yeah, because the pumpkin decayed over the winter, and then there were just a pile of pumpkin seeds lying on the ground, and I went, I should clean those up. And then next time I came back, I had 60 pumpkin plants.
And are they all inhabiting the same space?
Yeah, so they're not going to do very well because there's just too many of them fighting, and they're all in the potato patch, and it's just been a bloody nightmare, to be honest.
Are you green fingered?
I am actually, yeah. I like a good plant.
Despite everything you've said.
Despite my love of crisps and only eating crisps, I grow vegetables.
And you're sort of like the weird sort of like Nazi like pumpkin experimentation you've got going on.
Okay.
There's one sort of uber pumpkin going, what have you done to me?
So let's say you've been at the allotment. It's Saturday. You're on the allotment.
Mm-hmm.
You've been. It's quite a hot day. You've been digging. You've been trying to sort out your ravid pumpkin plant. You've got a lunchbox sitting over there in your shed.
A metal one.
A metal lunchbox and a flask of tea.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What's inside the lunchbox?
Oh well, I like a bitty lunch. I don't want one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be like I've made a risotto and brought it up, because I want lots of textures and lots of flavours. So
you eat the risotto in one and then you're finished.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's boring and then you just go, oh, I want loads of stuff now. I like a baguette. A baguette is always preferable to a sandwich. So, and then I don't really eat much meat, so it would probably be something veggie-ish or fishy. A good salmon and egg sandwich, that would be delicious.
Smoked salmon?
Yeah.
Like an egg mayonnaise?
Yeah. Egg mayonnaise with a bit of rocket or spinach or something in there, and then smoked salmon, that would be lovely.
Butter?
No, I don't like butter.
You don't like butter?
No, mayonnaise always.
All right, mayonnaise. Oh, you got the egg mayonnaise anyway. Yeah. You're
right. I have a weird thing with dairy products, like with cheese, I don't really like. Like we're saying, like unless it's melted, I'm not into it.
Unless it's all four millimetres.
Same with butter. If butter's melted into a jacket potato, I'm all over it. But if it's just in a
I'd never have it on a sandwich. I'd have it on toast all day long.
Exactly. Yes, but it'd be melted.
Stevie G's onto something.
Sam, I reckon you're in the same camp as me, which is the butter and the mayo.
Yeah. Well, for me, butter and mayonnaise. Technically, in sandwich technology, they serve a purpose, and that's to waterproof the bread from your wet ingredients, which is why supermarket sandwiches used to be so bad, because they just put the tomato against the bread, they soak into the bread and made it bad.
Oh, yeah.
But I would use butter as your
sealant.
Yeah. And then mayonnaise is flavour town.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I like a glob of mayonnaise. Like, every now and then you have a bite, and it's like when you get, you have a Whopper or something like that.
Mm.
No, I don't want that. Oh, my God, I didn't fucking see them. You'd have a bite, and they'd be like a mayonnaise-y bite. You'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't like this thin spreading talking? Business.
Are we talking like, because if it's just, you can see the bread is glistening because of the sealant layer, but can you see butter?
This is on a sandwich.
Yeah.
For me, I spread it like a Frenchman. Let's put it that way.
Mm. Oh,
yeah, me too.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Shall we transition to our second desert island?
Like a potato becoming a plant.
Yes. That beans thing, that's blown my mind. I feel physically lean off. That's like a maths puzzle in my head now. Yeah. Well, at what point do you stop planting? When do you start eating?
It's like the universe.
How do you know?
I can't think about space.
It's infinite. Just, keep going.
It's like when you plant a potato to get potatoes.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like this should be another thing that you plant.
Yeah, and with onions, you plant an onion, or then you wait for that onion to flower in its second year and get the seeds off that, plant that to get tiny onions, and then you replant those to get more onions.
Mm. So you could literally just get an onion, bury it, and you'd have an onion plant.
Yeah, I think you'd need quite a young onion. You wouldn't want one of the like...
A
young
onion.
Yeah, a young onion.
Is a spring onion... Hey, how many times you go there and go, I don't know if limes aren't just lemons that aren't lemons yet.
Is a spring onion just a young onion?
I think it's like a variety of onion that's ready early. Oh, like leeks are technically onions. Yeah. Like yes. They're all in the, is it alamum?
Allium.
Allium.
Yes.
Time for second bag. What would you like to go for, Laura?
I would love, let's go what's-its in the middle, because if you go straight from salt and vinegar to prawn cocktail, it's too much of the same...
Just blown your third choice there, haven't you?
Didn't say which type, though, did I, mate?
There you go. Nice. See how the prawn cocktail heads at home? They're getting really jazzed
just
up.
Something to wet your whistle. All you pink lovers out there.
Here we go. Just open this pound bag.
Here
we are. There we go.
I'd love a glove to be developed for eating what's-its, though, that just took the orange muck so you don't have to wipe it on your clothes.
Are they the most staining crisp? How about the tangy cheese Dorito? Is that more stainy?
No, what do you reckon? The powder on that is not particularly...
But these are so grippy.
Yeah.
It does. You pick up one really delicately with your fingers and you think, there should be no residue on me, and yet there is.
So, were they always called really cheesy? Or did they used to be called cheesy what's-its and they've changed the name because they've made them more cheesy?
It's not like a company just to improve stuff, is it?
I feel like these are more cheesy.
Than they were. Do you think they're smaller?
I don't think so. They can't have ever been longer than that. Maybe they were girthier.
I think that's a really straight one.
That is a really straight one, isn't it? I don't remember eating them much as a kid.
What were your kid crisps?
More like a sliced up potato crisps than a maize snack or a reconstituted standard one. Yeah. We'd get those big, because there were four of us siblings, so we'd have to have like one of the 24 pack.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it'd probably be an Asda Zone mixed bag.
Where no one's happy.
Yeah, no one's happy. Everybody wants the salt and vinegar one.
Yeah. Yeah. They're gone in a day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then everybody's sad from Tuesday onwards.
Yeah.
The way me and my brother used to do it is that would be you kind of have to go through the punishment of having to go to the shops with your parents for the fact that you could unpack the crisps, immediately take out all the salt and vinegar, hide them in the toilet, and as soon as the unpacking was done, go in there and eat them all. Not because you wanted them, but just so you couldn't have them.
Yes, agreed.
Oh, do you remember when cereal used to have, like, toys in the cereal box? Yeah. And you used to get home, open up, and then you'd just be up, like, you are fisting in. Where is the little cocoa? Isn't it somewhere? I know he is. There was all the cereal flying everywhere.
Yeah. Because if you thrust an entire arm into the Rice Krispies, it's lovely, but they go fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
What was the rule, though? Ooh. Were you allowed to just dig it out straight away? I don't think we were allowed to. No, I think you had to, if it naturally came out in your bowl, so you'd be trying to engineer the pack.
Yeah, but it's like, it's squeezing the bong.
Yeah.
Sort of shake the toy. Is there anything good? Like, no. I don't remember getting anything ever in a cereal pack.
Oh, no, there was... I think it was Ricicles used to have an amazing thing that I was... like genuinely excited about. I used to have like three bowls a day just so we had to buy another box.
What was it?
Abs, do me a favour.
Sorry, I can't, because I've got too much What's It trivia to...
Oh, here we go. Let's get the
hold tight.
What's on, you were just talking about stuff in bags, right? Like finding stuff in bags?
Mm-hmm.
The brand was... So What's It? The brand was the first to introduce inserts into its
pockets. Really?
In 1994, with the insertion of Pogs.
Oh, my God.
Pogs. I've just had a thought. Mm. Monster Munch used to have... The things that you put in your bike spokes.
Yeah.
Spokey dokies.
Spokey dokies.
Woo. It also inserted Merlin football stickers and other inserts aimed at 11-year-old boys.
Well, they must have known their market.
The brand was advertised with a strapline, "You only get a whoosh from a What's It."
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
God, that doesn't feel like a very good advert, is it?
Now, we all know about Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
But do we know about the crisp monopoly?
Mm-mm.
Well, there is one. And What's It's are embroiled.
Oh, yeah?
Here we go.
Are they like Mayfair?
Here we go.
Oh, as in a monopoly as in the game? Or as in a monopoly as in...
Well, yeah.
No one else is allowed to make cheesy puffs?
Well, let's just find out.
All right, just listen, Sam. Just listen.
In 2002, Golden Wonder changed hands and sold off What's It's to Walkers.
Yeah.
Prior to this, Walkers sold the similarly... cheesy American product Cheetos, which was considered a rival in the UK market. Walkers relaunched Cheetos in the UK in 2015, and both brands are sold together, thus giving Walkers the monopoly
on cheese puffs.
On cheese puffs.
This is has Ofsted not done, what is it called, the market?
Ofsted. This school is excellent. By the way, who knows in this school? Everyone's eating Walker's cheesy puffs.
Surely the Ofcom have got a deal with this.
I can't stop eating those What's It's.
They're so good, and they're so in your teeth, aren't they, for the rest of the week.
The older you get, it feels like the bigger the gap. I don't remember getting stuff for my teeth as a kid. It's like, I had some popcorn last night, and it's gone now. I feel like I've been doing that. Just tonguing the same gout, and there's nothing there. Floss and everything.
Mate, you're a parasite. Can you climb inside my mouth, please?
I would love to miniaturise myself and climb around your teeth.
Pick around my...
It is actually a fantasy of mine. To be miniature and to go into a mouth and people with dirty teeth.
I want to get
a hazmat suit on and a pickaxe and just... people have got plaque. I've got plaque. It's like 2019. So I want to get in there with like a shovel and just clean their teeth.
Fuck is wrong with you, Sam?
I don't know. I've got a lot of time.
Underwalkers, the brand,
Underwaters,
was relaunched in the flavours it was sold in during the Golden Walker era. Cheesy was then renamed to Really Cheesy to answer your previous question.
Thank you, Adam.
Barbecue beef and prawn cocktail.
They were great.
They were good.
Prawn cocktail.
They're still around.
You just said they were discontinued.
No.
Hang on. You did?
Yeah.
Underwalkers, the brand was relaunched in the flavours it was sold in during the Golden Wonder era. Cheesy,
relaunched.
Renamed to Really Cheesy.
Yes.
Barbecue beef and prawn cocktail, but the other brands were discontinued.
See them many places.
No.
I'd love a prawn cocktail one, because I used to really like
Let's
those.
Get them in.
They're the sort of thing you'd rock up in a supermarket in France and there'd be like 90 different species of paprika crisps and then a prawn cocktail What's It?
It is a species. Yeah.
When I left uni, I went to live in Finland for a little while on a like ski season type thing, and all we ate was paprika crisps, and I came home with it like coming out of my skin.
Yeah. It's the only flavour they have.
Oregano and paprika. Oh, guys.
You go to like a German, we're driving back from something, and you go in, and it's like, so you think, I'll get a sandwich, and it's just like a basic sandwich, and I get some salt and vinegar, and there's nothing there.
They used to be fried, not baked. I'm just going to say it.
Oh, but they're amazing when they were fried. That's why they were bigger, but they puffed right up.
Yeah.
Got a bit of puff right up in a fry.
Maybe that's why, I feel they're
more... Can you imagine fried? Imagine how oil a bit. Oh, God.
They're more regular. Now
they'd be like a pork scratching. They'd be like a bit of a slightly liquid middle.
But now you can eat them like Bugs Bunny. You know, you're like.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that.
Do it. And they aren't particularly greasy.
Do you know what I like about What's It's as well? I feel like they cross the generational divide.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? Why the hesitation, Sam?
I was trying to work out what all the words meant together.
Yeah, my front teeth are disgusting right now.
I'll be very soft.
I quite like just pulping them into the roof of my mouth. I bet you could pulp down a whole bag and have it, like, in the roof of your mouth. That would be a fun game to play.
Like a hamster?
Yeah.
I've had too many Watsits.
You've got a bit orange, mate.
I have.
It'd be really funny to go to the dentist just before you go in, just fill your mouth as many as possible. Walk in and visit. Hello there, you just don't say anything. Like, mm-hmm.
That's a really good idea, though, because do you remember, like, if every time you go to the dentist, you're like, oh, brush your teeth like 9 times and flossing, like you're going to undo years of whatever. Imagine going to a dentist just not giving a fuck, like having a full meal and just having a bag of peanuts. Well, just being like, they're going to fucking clean them anyway, aren't they? Give them something to do. Exactly. I'm going to pay £50 to clean my mouth and then it be clean already. Yeah. I haven't brushed for days. You know, like you get the car get really dirty, and then you take it to the valley thing, and all those people that, you know, have crossed over here illegally, you're like, oh my god, I can't believe I'm paying £5 for 55 people to clean my car. But you're like, oh, let's get it as dirty as one. And it's crisp package, like, should I take the crisp package? Ah, no, they'll do it like that. You can do that with your dentist.
Mm. What would that be like? What's it? Ribs. Peanuts. Like, what are the, like, stuckiest, teethiest things?
Like, I guess I'm like Werther's Originals.
Yeah.
But let them get to that point where it's that annoying bit where you want to spit it out, but then just keep it in there.
Yeah.
Seaweed.
Squid ink, something like
seaweed,
that.
Seaweed, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think if you just, like, if you drank and chewed a pint of pine nuts. Hey, how's it going? Yeah, great, your teeth are working great.
You don't
great.
Want to
look.
Be sectioned by the end of your dentist visit. He just came in crying with a mouth full of pine nuts.
I can't get it all out.
Explain that to someone. Because at some point this dentist is going to look you in the eye and go, why have you done this?
You're like, since she left me, I can't find my joy.
I was trying to make
but it's all for me, so I don't mind if I've chewed it a bit. The pine nut bit's fine. The garlic's horrible.
The pouring oil in.
Just grinding down all that basil.
Just chewing on a pot plant.
Just try not to bruise the leaves. Oh god, it doesn't look like pesto at all. Nothing that hasn't worked. Oh, now I'm late for the dentist.
Right.
I'm done with Watsits.
I think we should move on from the dentist theme.
Just one more thing on fire.
I'm sorry.
We've lost her. She's gone.
Come back.
Oh dear.
I've only just really, probably in the last, you're right, in the last 3 years, I would say, maybe four, I've only just realised that pine nuts come from pine cones.
Oh, not this again.
What?
Have I said that before?
No, just in terms of beans, growing into beans.
Pine nuts don't come from pine cones?
They do.
What?
You don't even know this. Pine nuts come from
do they fall out of the things when the ship opens?
Yeah.
They don't, do they?
They do.
What? Yeah. We got those. We used to have those on our road in Bristol. We had loads of pine nuts. What? No.
It's
what?
True.
She's
look, there's a picture of some pine nuts next to some pine cones.
What? It's
proof.
Not the ones in England.
So how many pine nuts is there one in each scale of a pine?
About 20 species of pine produce seeds large enough to be worth harvesting. In other pines, the seeds are also edible, but too small to be of notable value as human food.
Squirrels, yeah, they collect pine cones, don't they?
Yeah, that's what they're eating. Mm. Kind of wondered, I thought they were just chewing the wood.
Yeah.
Have you heard of pine now?
Look.
I believe you, Adam, you should.
Like in, was it Ice Age, the last pine cone?
Is that a film? Is that Ice Age 12?
Pine mouth.
The last pine cone.
Pine
mouth.
A pine cone.
No, that's an acorn.
Sure, he finds a pine cone.
No, it's an acorn.
In Ice Age.
I get those confused.
A pine cone. I can hear Sid saying.
An acorn.
A pine cone. No, because he never comes into contact with the squirrel with the acorn. That's a whole separate subplot that never actually interacts with the main plot.
Can you eat an acorn?
Yeah. It's cool, isn't it?
That's what popcorn is.
Acorn.
If you plant a popcorn, you get an acorn.
You get an acorn.
Right.
No, pine mouth. So every now and then you will get one pine cone, one pine nut.
Yeah.
And give you something called pine mouth.
Yeah.
Or your mouth will taste like vile metallic acid for months or weeks.
Because of a dodgy pine nut.
A dodgy pine nut.
Mm.
Can you tell to look at the pine nut?
No.
Oh, no.
Why would we risk that?
Why would you risk it? Rose Bowman got it.
Get out of town.
She got pine mouth, mate. Oh. She got pine mouth. Imagine that. Oh, don't kiss me. I've got pine mouth.
Can you pass it on by kissing?
No, you could pass it on by making them also eat a bad pine nut.
And then how do you get rid of it? Do your taste buds have to reset?
No, it just takes time. That's the thing with pine mouth. It's a time thing.
Hey, guys.
Lose your pine.
Guys, this podcast, yeah, has had more pine in it than IKEA.
Ah, that's good, Tom.
Hey?
Yeah.
That's good.
Hey?
That's really good, man.
Because
it's a word.
I did a joke.
Because it's mostly MDF in IKEA, though, really, isn't it?
What does MDF stand for, then?
Multi-discipline fabrication.
I believed you for a second.
Move on.
Whoa.
Oh, who the fuck? Whoa, hey!
Get away! Get down!
It's a bat!
It's a rat!
It's a bat! Poke it with your pine nuts!
Hit it!
Give it one of those bad pine nuts!
Hit it!
Give it to bat nuts!
Wait!
Oh. It's Stephen!
Hello!
Hello, mate!
Sorry, I'm a bit scared of you.
Oh, he's freaking us out recently.
Wally!
He knows what Wally's are. Get a Wally from the walking.
Get a Wally, Stephen.
Go get a Wally from the walking.
And get me a couple of them sausages at all.
What's that in his mouth?
Lovely.
What?
Says.
Oh, what's he got? What's he got? Oh!
Stephen, our seagull, he drops in a packet of foreign crisps.
Abroad crisps.
Not from around here crisps. We have some more Chinese crisps. Someone's
good,
been to
because they're always nice, aren't they?
These. I can't even begin to describe. So the front cover, there is
Laura described them earlier on as looking like bum holes.
Laura, would you like to talk us through the packaging?
Okay, so they look like Weetos, really sad Weetos. And the image is a woman in an apron with a tiny rolling pin. So I think you have to beat the Weetos to behave to get them into the packet. And then I don't speak a lick of Chinese, so I couldn't begin to read it. But the whole packet's brown, which seems like a weird choice.
Yeah,
you're also displaying a brown crisp.
It's off-putting, isn't
it? What does that say there?
That says W-E-I-L-I-H.
Way lip.
It has got some English on the back. It just says, good, good eat.
Oh, yeah, and she's saying that in a megaphone, but they haven't drawn her eyes...
Okay.
So she's had her eyes plucked out and is now being forced to scream good, good eat through a megaphone.
Good, good eat.
Which is sad, isn't it? And she looks sad on the back of the packet. Oh. She is not being paid for her
work. Do you
think
these are maybe funeral crisps or something like these?
Wow.
Are these for humans? They look a lot like dog or animal treats. Oh, they rip easily.
Oh, it's like a tin foil.
What's the guff?
They're chocolate.
Ah, they are Weetos.
They're chocolate.
Have some if I look. They don't smell too bad.
Oh, no, they smell like Weetos. Okay. I think you've just got Weetos here, gang.
Okay, well, let's eat one. And then... Oh, wow, look at
them. Whoa, they're Weetos.
They're not on crisps at all. And they're like mini donuts.
I hope there's a toy in there. Wow, they're much bigger than the packet would suggest.
They could well be off as well. Do you think they're supposed to have that kind of
that
white...
That is about the size that a hula hoop used to be.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got that, like, white film on them, that chocolate that's been stored at the wrong time.
Yeah. Which freaks me out, but I quite like it.
I like the way we're all just waiting for someone else to put it in their mouth.
I really want these to be little donuts, but they're not.
Okay, let's go and
do it. Oh.
Oh. Weather. Oh, no.
So.
That is the taste of holidays.
Wow.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Laura's not into it.
Dirt.
I'm going back in.
I like them.
Now.
I do like these.
Oh, the texture is...
They kind of are a crisp.
Whoa, that one's
huge.
They
are.
They're a chocolate crisp. They're not
too bad. It's like a chocolate onion ring.
I'll tell you what.
I like those.
They're the best Chinese crisps I've ever had.
Yeah. I'd have those with milk, though. A lot of milk.
But I think they're being sold as a crisp snack.
I can't pretend to understand other people's culture, but that is not a Weetos through and through, because it's It's a coating.
If you put that in water, that would be in milk. Sorry, that would be wet too quickly.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's got like a pombear kind of consistency in the middle.
Yeah, I hate these. My brain is so confused as to why it's sweet when it's a crisp.
Wow, this must be like what those vanilla ice cream Monster Munch were like.
I think I feel like there's a bit of quality here.
Where?
Just on the packet.
I mean, I can't stop eating them.
The brown on brown is an issue.
The brown on brown.
Oh, brown on brown is no good.
God, those things have flown so many miles to end up here.
Yeah, that's the thing I feel most guilty about in my part in climate change.
My stomach is cramping. Oh, gosh. I'm not going to eat anymore. So, Laura, the way it works, I think I know the answer, but you can swap them in for one of your crisps.
No, I'm good, all right, Stephen. Yeah. You can fuck those back off where they came from.
Thanks, Stephen.
I mean, what else could... I suppose unless they were really beefy, I don't know what else something that brown on the packet was going to turn out to be.
They're as brown as brown gets.
It'd have to be mega beef.
I thought they were going to be squid.
They'd have to be like ox kind of tail flavoured, do you know what I mean? Like a real...
Mulligatawny crisps. Minestrone crisps. Oh, that would be delicious, actually.
I can't say that word, but
mulligatawny crisps. That would be it. Say mulligatawny.
Marlebone. Say it again.
I just had a really bad one of those rings. That was absolute bumhole.
Some of them are really sugary instead of chocolatey.
Say the word again.
No.
Mulligatawny. Would you like to introduce your third and final desert island crisp, please?
Yeah, so I thought on the island I'm going to want something that's a proper slice of potato, crisp, fried.
Purist.
So I've gone for a prawn cocktail, Walker's.
Yes,
solid.
Straight up crisp, you know?
I like the way you haven't gone for like just cheese and onion Walker's, do you know what I mean? Like a traditional crisp. It's a traditional crisp, but it's prawn cocktail.
Still packing heat. You're still packing some fire.
I think crisp with prawn cocktail's the best flavour. Like, prawn cocktail Pringles are the best Pringles.
Ooh. Yes.
By a long way.
Big talk.
They're sensational.
They are. They're sensational.
I don't think I've ever had prawn cocktail Pringles.
Oh, they're great.
They're really good.
The problem is we'll have to commit to a tube, and if you don't like them, then...
Send them here.
It's okay.
You also need to have a big enough mouth that you can put them in upside down because they put the flavour on the convex side, not the concave side. What? So you have to be able to fit the Pringle in upside down to get the flavour straight onto your tongue.
Is that all Pringles or just...
That's all Pringles, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So hang on. God, people have been blowing our minds recently, haven't they?
What with these beans and...
So I can't even think
you
what
know
Pringle
how Pringles
looks like
Pringles like that and then it flicks up at the edges?
Yeah.
The flavour isn't on... This is terrible for podcasting, I'm so sorry.
So it's on the top bit.
It's on the top bit. So in order to get it in, you either have to be okay with the sharp bit being down the back of your throat or put them in sideways with the convex bit of the overall arch. Like if you made a bridge out of the Pringle...
Yeah, the flavour would
the
be...
The flavour would be on the top of the bridge.
Nice.
Oh, right, okay. So, which is kind of weird because your taste buds aren't on the roof of your mouth.
Exactly, but I don't know if they've done that to protect us. Not
from
knowing
the
what
strength
we can
of the flavour.
Take.
Because it needs to hit saliva before it gets to your tongue. Because if that flavour goes right in your tongue, your tongue might blow off.
Because also that makes me stop eating them after a while because my tongue really hurts. Whereas if I do it the protected way, I'll eat the whole tube.
Do you put the whole Pringle in the mouth?
Yes.
I think I bite them. We need to get some Pringles in.
Yeah, we're just about to bite. I'm a two. Yeah. Mm. Two Pringles at a time for me delivers the right... hit.
These aren't very well flavoured, these ones, actually, are they?
Well, we've got another pack. Hey, guys, enough of Pringles, yeah? Rachel Stubbins had these on a while ago, and we revelled at their flavour consistency.
Oh, you got a little...
I just stabbed myself with a crisp.
Oh, man.
Are you bleeding?
It's penetrating my upper...
Plug it up with a pine
pellet.
Nut.
Oh.
Get a pine nut in there. Seriously, mate, get a pine nut in there. That is probably the difference between Walkers and most other crisps. Is the thinness.
Yeah.
They really do have to slice a potato really thin, don't
yeah.
they?
They've got
and
one
these,
of them mandolins.
Like, yeah. I would eat these crisp by crisp instead of handful.
Yeah.
Like with hula hoops and what's it, so I always wanted at least two or three in my mouth at a time. But with these, I'm like, one.
Yeah.
Two.
But look at the rubble. Look at the rubble, then, but then you've got to drink the end.
Oh, yeah.
Would you
that's
drink
true.
The end?
Yeah. Well, not at this stage, though. That's not drinkable rubble yet.
I always misjudge the drinking stage. I drink too early and then I have large crisps batting off my lips.
You can't do that if you're a girl with boobs, because you end up with a little shelf of debris.
And I don't think that makes you too attractive to men.
Hang on a minute, there's tits of prawn cocktail.
Whoa, hang on.
Oh, yeah. It's too much.
Well, oh my God, I think that's everything I love.
Any final thoughts, anyone, on prawn cocktail walkers?
Well, now that that bag was... That's the trouble with a crisp,
isn't it? Do you want to have another bag?
If a bag's a bad bag, it gives the whole thing a bad name.
So it's because they've got you in for... Do you know what? It's a bit like... it's because they've got you in for six bags when you buy a multi-pack.
Mm.
So they're like, well, they don't need to maintain the quality, so they've got you. Well, these look a bit redder.
Do you like... how do you feel about a poppadom as a crisp?
Yeah.
Do you ever like the... Is it lime and coriander Walker's sensation ones?
Yeah, we really
like every now and again, you'll get a flavourless bag of those and it's like cardboard.
Oh, I just had a bright red one.
Yeah.
Look, it was a little bright red one. I've just had it's all the flavour.
A little tanger.
It's all right, wash my hands.
Look how fry bubbly this bag is. Completely different to the other one.
Flavour is
much better.
Fire.
Mm.
I'm so glad we dove back in.
Mm.
I was ready to go.
Yeah, no fair.
Like, imagine you've gone for a walk on the beach and it's wet and rainy and cold, and then you've got back in the car and you've got a little cup of tea out of thermos and a packet of those. Mm.
Thank you.
And a Wally.
And a Wally.
And a Wally.
Some people do that, don't they? They stick a pickled egg or a pickle into a bag of crisps.
Oh, wow. Pub.
Mm.
There were a few secret pub meals that you could have in places that don't serve food.
Mm.
One of them was a pickled egg in a bag of crisps, which is great.
Dry roasted peanuts.
Dry roasted peanuts in a bag of crisps.
Yeah. Salt and vinegars.
Yeah.
Bad and bing.
Wally's.
Mm-hmm. Wally's.
Off the bar.
Yeah, Wally's. Always Wally's there, isn't there?
You know you're in a proper pub when there's a meat raffle on.
Yeah.
I've never been to a meat raffle.
You're not?
No.
It's like a raffle, like a normal raffle. But you get me?
I don't like that.
It's like a tombola. It's like a meaty tombola.
I don't like that, Tom. Stop talking about it. Why? I don't like it.
It's a lot of...
I don't like it.
The flies have cured it.
It's air-dried. It's batola.
Welcome, everybody. It's the hottest day of the year here at the Village Fete. And now we finally get round to having our meat raffle.
Yeah.
Today, it's chicken.
So, sum that shit up, Sam.
Prawn cocktail. I think if I had to choose my favourite prawn cocktail, that would be it. But like you say, I would be hard-pressed not to go for the Pringles.
Mm.
Watsits. Prawn cocktail Watsits.
They were amazing.
Just prawn cocktail in general.
Skips.
Exactly.
Skips.
Bangarama.
Stunning.
Absolutely
stunning. prawn cocktail Quavers when they're around.
They were so good.
Stunning.
And the salt and vinegar Quaver. What happened
stunning.
To them?
Stunning.
Because it's all the tang of the salt and vinegar, but with a bit of bass note.
I'd say it was more of a mid-tone than a bass note.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
It's a bit hefty. It's a power cord.
on top of the...
Prawn Cocktail's a hair metal band.
What's that
a band.
What instrument's that?
That's a fucking guitar, bro.
Do that again.
It's a guitar plugged into a distortion pedal.
What the fuck is that, mate?
You're just being negative on me today.
Yeah, I am.
What have I done to you?
Huh?
Hey? What? Feeding too many Watsits.
Yeah.
Shall we...
So, your journey's not yet over. We've got your three favourite crisps in there. You've got your chocolate bum hots.
Oh, gosh. They're looking worse and worse the more I look at them.
I want to have one more. You do also get to take to the desert island a dip of your choice.
Oh, guacamole.
Oh, that was quick.
All other dip choices are just because people have forgotten about guacamole.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
If you think about the actual logistics of the island and the health benefits of guacamole, it's got like bare kind of fruits and vegetables in it. Hasn't it? You got avocados, tomatoes, onions, garlic, some olive oil in there.
In my head, I was just thinking about avocados. And you said avocados. I just full of like bare fruit vegetables. You are right.
There's loads in
there.
You don't put tomato in guacamole.
Can do.
Some people do.
Onion, chilli.
Yeah. It's the king. However, does it?
Are you dipping a Watsit in that?
Yeah, I would. Not for long.
Yeah.
No, you'd lose it.
It would come out.
Like a digestive in hot tea.
In fact, you haven't got many options.
You could scoop guac into a hula hoop.
It's guac o'clock.
I love guac. And I'd eat guac with just a spoon in case there was a day I didn't want crisps. But the crisps will stand alone as well. But everything's just working.
If you could just mash them all, mash the crisps up and pour them into your guacamole and just kind of eat that with your hands.
If you put a butter layer on them to keep the moisture out of the crisps.
Right, okay. Do you want to keep the crisps dry?
Yeah.
You
don't want
to... One of my favourite things is crunchy things that are now not crunchy. Well, that's my favourite texture.
Yeah. Imagine putting that on a dating profile.
Well, it's very simple. I love crunchy things that aren't crunchy anymore. So, for example, toast with wet stuff on it.
Mm. But not stale, though.
No, like
wettened.
Crispy fries covered in vinegar.
Yeah, okay.
But I like them now that they've gone soft, but they were crunchy, but now they're not.
But there's the ghost of the crunch there.
Welcome to Ghost Crunch.
Ghost Crunch. Let me tell you my dinner last night. I baked my kale. And I roast my vegetables and I just chuck all the stuff on top of the kale and mix it all around. Mm. And it kind of holds its crunch in places, it doesn't in others. That's what I like. Mm. Okay, it's just what I like. Half a bag of
dough. Smashing the kale, mate.
Half a bag of dough, I'm roasting.
Line them up.
There is a lot of us talking absolute bullshit.
It's going to be quite the edit.
This is the first time we've done two episodes in a day and we're definitely not concentrating at the end of class. That's definitely the vibe that is coming across here. So, you got the guacamole, Dan?
Yeah.
You get to take something else. A soft drink.
Tea.
Cheers.
Tea can't be.
I can't have tea.
It's not a soft drink, I'm afraid.
I've killed myself on day one of this trip then.
We've got to
all of this for no reason. Oh, has it got, what do you mean by soft drink then?
We can give you some examples.
Dr. Pepper's a soft drink.
Does it have to be fizzy?
Yeah, it's got to be in a can or a bottle.
Okay, then I will go for a tropical Rio.
Nice. That's refreshing.
Yeah.
It almost feels healthy.
And it's not as sugared up as Lilt. It's like Lilt's cool cousin that's only around in some places.
You only taste how sweet a Lilt is when it gets slightly warm. This is bad stuff.
Or you go to have a swig and all the wasps come out the can.
Yeah, that's good. I like that bit though, because I've got a thing for ingesting wasps. Yeah. Always happen. Again, two things. Crispy things aren't crispy anymore. Loads of wasps in my mouth.
I love it when a wasp isn't crispy anymore.
Yeah, it's been in my drink.
So, Laura, we have Watsits, we have prawn cocktail, Walkers, and we have... What's the other one?
Hula hoops. How could I
forget?
Oh, mate. They were the best ones today.
Hula hoops.
A crisps graveyard in here.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to go left field. Gun to your head. You're an allowed one. What's it going to be?
Hula hoops.
Without even hesitation.
Why'd you pull a gun on it?
Because I've got
you
one in my...
You could have just asked.
Got one in my hand. Might as well. It was pre-pulled. I only just pointed it.
Thank you so much for coming to the island. We're going to love having you here. Anything you would like to plug that if you weren't washed up on an island, you would still be doing?
Yeah. I guess if I hadn't landed up here, I'd be spending the summer previewing my new show, Knee Jerk, to take it to the Edinburgh Festival. So you should have come to see that, had I not.
And you're doing the whole of the festival, but not the...
14th.
Not the 14th.
5:15.
Off in the middle.
PM.
Yeah.
5:15 PM.
Gilderbloom. Be there.
Or be a
Salt Blue Square.
Oh my God, we're such good friends.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So nice to have you.
Cheers. Thanks for listening to Desert Island Crisps. And special thanks to Laura Lex for this episode.
And thanks to Wide Awake for the new slamming theme tune.
And Phil Surtees for the freaky outro music.
Adam Loveday Brown for his production and editing skills.
And Ollie Kilby for the boss artwork.
If you like the show, please spread the word so we can keep on making it. People can find us wherever they get their podcasts from.
On social media, you'll find us using @DesertCrisps on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
Thanks again for listening. And remember, we'll be here.
Always.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.